From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. There are conflicting scientific papers this week on the question of whether it will be possible to clone human beings. Tomorrow, researchers in Pittsburgh will publish findings in the journal Science suggesting that cloning primates, and of course humans are primates, is nearly impossible using current methods. But earlier this week, a fertility doctor in Kentucky reported that he had succeeded in using cloning to create a very early human embryo. NPR's Joe Palka has more.
To make a clone of any species, you need to start with an egg.
We've discovered that monkey eggs are different from the other animal eggs in which cloning has succeeded.
Gerald Schotten of the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine has been trying to clone monkeys for some time without success, so he began to search for reasons why. Using the techniques first devised by Scottish scientists to make Dolly the clone sheep, the first thing you do in cloning is remove the chromosomes containing the DNA from an egg. You then replace those chromosomes with ones taken from the adult animal you're trying to clone. And if all goes well, the resulting embryo starts to grow. What Schotten found is that in monkey eggs, when you remove their chromosomes, you also remove some crucial proteins. These egg proteins are necessary for an embryo to develop normally. Without them, chromosomes don't know what to do. So when you put in the new chromosomes from the animal to be cloned, Schotten says they don't divide properly.
The net result is that you end up with an egg that doesn't have the machinery to separate chromosomes accurately, and in a sense that egg is almost paralyzed, so that the embryo that results has no reproductive potential.
So it will only grow briefly in the laboratory and will not be able to develop into a baby animal. Schotten says he doesn't know why these egg proteins in primates appear to behave differently from other species.
I mean, I sometimes joke that God, in her infinite wisdom, said that I will let you clone domestic species for agriculture, and I'll let you clone mice and even a cat to catch the cloned mice. But I draw a sharp line between primates and all other mammals.
If Schotten's right, that makes a report in the journal Reproductive Biomedicine Online seem quite strange. In it, self-proclaimed human cloner Panayotis Zavos says he has made an 8 to 10 cell human embryo that he has frozen for future analysis. Zavos, who could not be reached for comment, presents no evidence about whether the chromosomes in his embryo are normal. Schotten says he's certain they are not.
Even though you can derive embryos that are seemingly normal, at a chromosomal level, they are completely anomalous, and they have no reproductive potential.
Of course, it's also possible that Schotten's explanation about why cloning won't work in primates is wrong. Randall Prather is a cloning scientist at the University of Missouri.
This is certainly a possible explanation. It needs to be followed up and understand that it might not be the only problem. There may be other things, too.
After all, scientists have had to modify the cloning techniques that work for Dolly the sheep to make them work on cows and mice and other species that have been cloned. And George Daly at the Whitehead Institute in Cambridge, Massachusetts, says even if Schotten is right, it doesn't spell the end of the line for primate cloning.
This doesn't prove that it will never work and that current failure won't be replaced by future technical success. Someone else using different methodologies could potentially solve this problem.
In fact, Schotten himself thinks he may have found a way around the problem. Of course, none of this helps resolve the question of whether scientists should attempt to clone human embryos just because they can. Joe Palka, NPR News, Washington.